Hey guys, Bob here. I just wanted to thank our two guests for joining us this time, and also I wanted to let you guys know it was a bit laggy when we were doing the call. So if you noticed that they said anything like extremely hilarious, which I did when I was editing, you noticed that we didn't laugh at it, that's what it was. We couldn't hear them. I'm sort of kicking myself for that because these people are very hilarious. So thank you, Izzy and Quadri, for being on. We hope to have you on again, and hopefully we'll have more guests in general on in the future. The end. Let the episode begin. All right, hello everyone, and welcome to the Gosh Daniel podcast, episode 7, which will be our relative Force Awakens. We might recycle the plot of episode 4, but we'll have some great new characters, and those characters are Iz. There's also Quad. Obviously, you know Dan, and I guess I'm Ba. I don't know, trying to stick with the whole like short name thing. I wish I had the ability to have a shorter nickname, but I mean, I guess if my real name is Robert, I guess Bob it would be the shorter name. So how are you guys?
We're good. Good.
How about you, Dan?
I'm just spectacular.
All right. I guess we'll start off a new thing when we have guests, because these are our first two guests. We'll ask, what are your favorite movies, guys?
Go first, Quadri.
So my favorite movie is definitely Star Wars The Force Awakens, which coincidentally is somehow the episode we're on right now.
Yep.
And if?
Oh, I don't know if I have a favorite movie. I like a lot of movies. I love Pirates of the Caribbean series, obviously Harry Potter. So, yeah.
All right, you're just our everyday fangirl. That's good.
Exactly. Yeah, that's in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's good. That's maybe what this podcast is lacking in is fangirls. So
that's true. You need more of us. I'm always here
we
for
do.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if all goes well, maybe you'll be on every episode.
Cool. I'd like that. I need something to do with my life besides social media.
Yay.
We all need a little bit of something else. Doing online school as we do.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. We need to, but this kind of is like the same thing because we're still talking over computers. So maybe we should try to get outside.
Yeah, but at least other people are listening to recordings of it. So there's that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love technology.
If you're somebody who's listening to this who was not actually on this episode of the podcast, give yourself a pat on the back. Because you are rare.
You're a winner. Yes. You get a gold star.
You get a gold star. All right. I think Daniel is a little bit of the host of the episode. I think he's...
Maybe? What?
I think the topic of the podcast today is Disney's turning everything into a live-action movie. And I think Daniel's going to be introducing some of that. I'll turn the mic over to Daniel, even though he has his own mic.
I'll just imagine that happening. So yes.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a list here, and it's pretty big list. I mean, Disney is really doing some live actiony things apparently. So I guess we could start with the most recent thing that's coming out, which is Beauty and the Beast, which seems I can't believe they're actually doing it and they're gonna try to pull it off, but what are your guys' thoughts about having this Beauty and the Beast live action? What have you, you know, from what you've seen of it, what have you liked it? Have you like not liked it?
There were a lot of likes in that sentence.
Yeah, like
this is true.
Okay, who's going first?
Okay, Izzy, do you wanna go?
Yeah. Okay, I'll go first. So, as your typical fangirl, I'm very excited, obviously, because it's a Disney movie. I am excited for the cast because a lot of the actors are people that I like a lot. So there's Emma Watson, and then you have Josh Gad, who did Olaf's voice, which is great because I'm excited to see more of him. And then I don't remember the actor's name, but it's the guy who plays Bard in The Hobbit, and I'm excited for him too. So it's just gonna be great. I'm excited for the people in the movie. And then Beauty and the Beast was always my favorite, like, Disney princess movie, so I'm just happy that it's coming back.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I guess if I had to choose a Disney princess movie, my favorite would be Tangled, but Beauty and the Beast would be would be a close second.
Tangled was great. Sure.
Yeah, it's a good one. So do you have any, like, are you nervous about it at all? Like, do you think they have a way to mess it up? Like, what are your thoughts about, for example, the fact that they're using the same songs?
Oh, that, yeah. Okay, so I have a problem with the new version of the song Beauty and the Beast. I don't know what they did with it, but it's just messed up. I listened to it for like 30 seconds and then I got mad and I didn't touch my iPad for the rest of the day because it just wasn't the same. I feel like they should have just used like the pre-recorded version just because it was like the original thing and it would have kept it like how it was when it first came out. But so we've got Ariana Grande and John Legend doing the new version, and I'm not okay with that. So yeah, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I thought that was bad too. I think there's a little bit too much. I don't think that movie is very well equipped to have a bunch of auto-tune.
Yeah, exactly.
Personal preference would demand that not happen.
Yeah. It just doesn't fit the setting of the movie because, like, the time period that it's in, it's in, like, France. It's just not right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Interesting,
it's
yeah.
It's an interesting track.
Quad, are you excited for it, or?
You know, I'm not that big on Disney princess movies. The Beauty and the Beast was pretty good. But from what I've seen with the trailers and stuff, it doesn't look like they're changing up the plot too much. So for me, that's like a standard for any movie that's kind of coming back. So yeah, I'm mildly interested, I guess.
Mildly interested. He doesn't care.
So Well, it's a good thing we have Izzy to tell it to us straight.
Yeah.
So you prefer them to not change the plot, or you'd prefer a change of plot?
No, I prefer them not to.
Okay.
Stick with the original.
Ooh. Oh, this is good. This is good because my only point about this is that I'm concerned that they're just doing the same movie again, like with the same songs and the same plot.
We have a disagreement.
Like, my concern is, as much as Maleficent was not a good movie, I appreciated that they tried to take a spin on it, you know? Like, they showed a lot about Maleficent that we had never seen, and it was sort of new and exciting for, you know, being a movie that literally just capitalizes on the fact that other people liked the original, you know? I don't know.
Wow.
It's good that we have a little bit of contention about here. This. What about you, Daniel? Do you like it?
Well, I mean, that's Beauty and the Beast. I really have mixed feelings about it. I think it's cool that they're trying to do this, because I think it would be one of the hardest ones, but just the Beast, I don't know, he just looks too much like a goat for me to really be interested in it. So,
he really does.
A goat. Yeah. That's great.
This is not good.
Is that all for Beauty and the Beast, though? Would we like to move on to the next one?
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, we spent about 10 minutes on that alone, so.
The next one, I don't know, I don't know if these are in order by, like, release date or, I mean, potential release date, because, you know, things change a lot. So, this one was kind of recently announced and it kind of made some big news, but it's the live-action Mulan.
Oh, now that one I think could work. Maybe take a little bit of a twist on it, maybe just to change it up a little bit. But I think I'm more excited about that than I am Beauty and the Beast, for sure.
I agree, mm-hmm. because that movie was like, it was like part princess, but it was also part action. So I think that would mm-hmm. do better as a live action movie than just like a romance novel kind of story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure I want, like, a ton of songs in a live-action Mulan movie. I'm pretty That's sure you true. Could spin it in a way where you sort of make... You could even have the same plot, you know, same most things, and just sort of remove the aspect of having a bunch of songs and just sort of play up the action.
Kind of like how they did it with the new Tarzan, even though, of course, that movie was a flop, but they took out the musical aspect and just made it a movie about excitement, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that about the Jungle Book live action.
Yeah. Because
they kind of had that moment where the Baloo was kind of humming the song, and it was like a little scene just kind of dedicated.
Yeah, that was great.
Which fit really nicely.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I love that movie a lot. That was
I really want to see it.
You haven't seen it? It's on Netflix. Yeah, watch it. Watch it. It's good.
Okay. Sounds like it's worth my time then.
It is pretty good.
Ooh, so now it's been revealed that I have the least authority on this subject of Disney making live action movies out of cartoons because I'm the only one who did not see Jungle Book.
Mm. Aww.
All right. Did we say our piece on Mulan or?
I don't know.
I think so. Quadra, you didn't say anything, did you?
I did like that movie, and
he's not lying this time. He did. Yeah, he did I did like really it. We like watched that a lot in our family.
So yeah, I'm glad they're bringing it back. I think mm-hmm. live action, pretty much just like what all you guys said, live action will kind of suit that movie better. And I can't wait to see how ugly Attila the Hun looks like.
Yeah,
that's gonna be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to at the very least that. Yeah. Does that have a release date, Daniel?
No, I think. Wait, here. I don't think so. Not yet. I think it's just a TBA for now.
Okay, so not even like a year. General ballpark.
Then we have to wait a long time if there's another year.
General ballpark.
Computer noises.
Computer
Ooh,
noises.
It's already a pre-search
actually, November 2nd, 2018.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay. Cool.
I'm looking forward to 2018. We're getting a Han Solo movie and a Mulan movie in, like, pretty close proximity. That might be...
That's as of now, though. Things change, but yeah.
It might get postponed, but, I mean, it's like one of the classic Disney things that they're going to be doing, so I doubt they're going to want to push it back.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'd put it out even if it was bad, so.
Yeah, it'll still make money.
Yeah.
They still will.
Alright, so, next one? Okay, yes. Okay, so, this is also another, I think it was, like, released that they were doing this after they released that they were doing Mulan live action, and this one is Aladdin.
Oh.
I'm not okay with this. Mm. That's all I'm gonna say.
I really liked Aladdin, though.
Yeah. I did, too. Aladdin was okay, so I said this already, but Aladdin was my other favorite Disney princess movie. I watched that so many times. I know all the lines, all the songs, and I don't think it belongs in live-action form.
Yeah, that would not work in live action remotely.
Plus, totally,
it's like,
yeah.
In a way that's going to capitalize on the fact that, you know, Robin Williams is dead.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. It sounds mm-hmm. like we just have, like, a general, like, agreement that it's not a good thing to do, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that enough said?
I honestly think so.
Let's
I mean,
move on
we don't
get mad.
Yeah, I mean, Disney's, I don't know, they're smart, and I think they could find a way to make it, like, not completely horrible, but I just don't think that, you know, just because you can means that you should, so I don't know. I don't think that this one's exactly a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so moving on down the list, if that is enough said, probably the, I want to say, stupidest ones to make live action.
Oh boy, here we go.
The Lion King live action.
Oh,
just
no.
Why?
No, I mean, sorry,
you can make
no.
the whole thing CG anyways.
It doesn't even have a human in it.
I'm quite sure that works.
There's
it's
literally
technically
no
not
way
even live action.
That. Yeah, it's yeah. just CG there's, animated.
There's no, oh my
I just,
gosh.
I'm really looking forward wow. to like seeing like how the director like spends time with all these shots. He's just shooting like open grassland, and there's like nothing going on.
Yes.
He has absolutely oh no gosh, job yes. at all. Like nothing that he has to do. It's that's gonna be amazing.
That,
just for the fact that just thinking about somebody like a whole like. Direction crew like going out there and just
yeah.
shooting nothing.
Shooting these nothing, like, okay guys, you gotta blow the grass to make it look like there's a lion walking on it. That's a bad idea.
I mean, I guess they might do like I think they're called like mocap suits or whatever with like an actor in it, but like
mm-hmm.
even still, like, that's just gonna be stupid to see, like
uh-huh.
there's just
yeah,
nothing
that's a bad
there
idea.
That's when you know that Disney just needs an excuse to make more money.
They're just like,
yeah.
we need money. Let's make another Lion King.
But I mean, what's great about that is that the Lion King itself is capitalizing on Hamlet. It's using Hamlet's plot and like everything. It's basically a lion version of Hamlet. So then you have a lion version of Hamlet that's a cartoon, and then you have the CGI version of the cartoon that's Lion Hamlet. And it just
that's so great.
Wow. I mean, if that's not capitalizing on Shakespeare, I don't know what is.
Oh, that's great. Well, I think we all have our conclusion for that one.
Yeah, okay, so going back down the list, I guess we have Beauty and the Beast, which we have, I would say, I guess it isn't a general consensus of please make, but like there's a little bit of contention there.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I guess we have Mulan, which everybody wants and thinks they'll do a good job with. And then, let's see, we have Lion King, nobody likes. Aladdin, nobody likes. Yeah, so it sounds like overall, as of yet, nobody's super excited about this.
But I'm sure they're all going to make so much money either way.
Oh, no,
yeah.
no doubt.
It doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, Lion King was like a super, super ultra successful movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess all the other ones did well, too.
Yeah.
That's going to be... They're going to make bank, and nobody's going to be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the next one on the list, I think, you know, it could go just either way. It could just be... a total, like, just what is this? Or it could be, wow, they're geniuses. This is so cool. I think it's really interesting. But the next one is The Little Mermaid live action.
No. Sorry, no.
It's just all live action. Like, you're just, it's all CG fish.
CG
yes,
fish.
Exactly.
CG fish, CG fish tails.
CG fish tails.
On people.
CG
boat.
Lady.
Yeah. No.
I do not want to see Ursula live action. I think that would kill
oh,
me.
Oh no. Ugh.
I would literally like keel over and die in the theater. That would be horrible.
Yeah.
I was never a big fan.
It's really
of that
hard. Yeah, it's really hard to picture something like that though because it's underwater for most of the time. There's just, I don't know, maybe the technology will be, you know, greater when they make it, and so they'll find a way to actually make it look good, but I don't know, yeah, it's gonna be tricky.
Yeah, I don't think they can really do that, especially if you have all the singing from, like, a CGI crab. Oh.
Yeah, that would be strange.
Oh my gosh, I would actually, like, that would be the part of the movie that I'd be excited to see.
That
would be great.
I think
that would be really entertaining.
They have a CGI, like, they have a CGI teacup in Beauty and the Beast, okay?
True.
Yeah.
True, very
yeah,
true.
That's true.
They can do fish.
They could do a singing crab, definitely.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I mean,
but
it's Disney
I still
for
don't think
sake.
It's a good idea.
I mean,
what
I'm not a big
Quadri?
Fan of the CGI teacup, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Especially since
yeah,
they transform into humans, just like... I was like a random teapot that couldn't really move and like had a weird like CGI painted face thing. And then I turned into a human. How are they going to walk around? Like when you have a cartoon, it's a little bit easier to see like, oh yeah, it's not like realistic, but you know, it's just a teacup hopping around. But I don't know how they're going to do that CG. Well,
they wiggle. It's going to work.
I do not see that looking good at all.
Yeah, that's true. It's gonna be terrible. Like, yeah, that's true.
It's just, it's wrong.
Is this, okay, Little Mermaid, not good, scary, risky? Is that our conclusion?
Yeah, that's our conclusion.
Yeah, I think it'll be humorous because they tried and it wasn't good. But other than that, I don't think it'll be great.
Yeah, okay, so this next one on the list. Now, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, confirmed, but I don't know, like, how, you know, the validity of this all is. But I guess they might be doing a Cruella movie, like from 101 Dalmatians, like live action. And yeah, my first impression, I'm scarred from all those Once Upon a Time promos where they had Cruella de Vil.
I'm thinking it'll be more, if they do that, it'll be a lot more Maleficent, which
I
don't think that was a great movie. I mean, I think a lot of people do. I don't think it was great. But that's at least a better direction because it sounds like it'd be more original than, say, if they did 101 Dalmatians live action, I wouldn't be as happy as a Cruella live action.
Just 101 CGI dogs.
It's going to be a different story.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, it still sounds terrible.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe they just shouldn't, you know? Maybe they should just save us the pain. even if they'll make money off of it. I mean, that's when you really get to thinking, like, is it all right for Disney to keep making these movies, even though they cause us all pain? Like, even though they're making money, it causes me pain for, like, half of the movies they come out with. For example, can we talk about Zootopia real quick? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, we can divert. We can transition.
I guess.
Transition!
I mean, well, I mean, I think Zootopia was, like, well done, and it seemed like it was a great movie. I guess at the same time, I just don't agree with the worldview that they're trying to push with that. And I think it was so heavy-handed that it, in a way, ruined my enjoyment of the film, because I don't exactly... Yeah, I mean, just like the scene with the little kid who wanted to be an elephant or whatever, and she's like, if you want to be an elephant, you can be an elephant.
Yeah,
that's the sort of thing I just thought was way too heavy-handed and, like, pretty obvious what they're trying to say.
I agree. It was a little bit much there, but I think the actual story of the movie was a good story.
Like,
it was pretty new compared to what Disney has put out, like, recently. But
yeah, I guess I just wish they'd stop causing me pain.
Yeah. There's always got to be pain somewhere with Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys like Moana?
I loved it. I loved it a lot. Because I was really happy there was no romance in that movie at all.
Mm.
It made it really enjoyable for me. But that's just feminist Izzy speaking.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's at least better than what they did in Frozen, where at least that was like major feminism, just because at the end it's like all men are either doofuses or evil was sort of how it ended.
That's
or dead.
True. I was mad about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, I think that's doing it wrong.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I appreciated what Moana did, and I actually really liked, I think probably my favorite part of that was the thing that nobody else liked, which was with Tamatoa. I think that was great. But
yes,
that's only because I like Jemaine Clement. He's a New Zealander who did Flight of the Conchords, which is just, they're a band and there's a show, and it's great. And the show has Kristen Schaal in it, who was Mabel in Gravity Falls. Yeah, it's like she's in that show, and I think Jemaine Clement's great, and so I also appreciated sort of the Bowie-esque-ness of that song. And I thought it was funny. It didn't fit the movie, but it was so funny. I liked it.
I actually haven't seen Moana, so you guys can all just...
Daniel, come on! Oh my gosh!
I don't think there's any way for me to have not seen it with my mom, who's obsessed with Disney princesses and Star Wars. And Disney and Disney World. And anything that has Disney, like, in the creative process at all, so...
Huh. Well, we know where all these live-action movies are going to get their money from.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think we're actually going to Disney World in, like, August, and I think that that will mean, like, we've pretty much gone on a Disney vacation, like, every year for a really long time.
Oh, wow.
It's, well, that's great. Yeah. I mean, last year was Disneyland, and the year before that was a Disney cruise, and then before that, I think we might have either done Disneyland or gone to Disney World before, like, again, and I don't know.
That's great.
It is great, but it's also miserable, just because, like...
Well,
yes. Well, no, 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 hear me out. No, hear me out. I think going on vacations is great, and I think going on vacations to Disney is great, but when you're really, like, when you really like Disneyland, it's a little bit annoying to have to go on a Disney cruise, right? Because you want to go to Disneyland instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
True. Well, I mean, you...
But I haven't been since we went to Disneyland.
So privileged, I better just shut up.
What? Yeah, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't want to be verbally abused on my own podcast, so I'll just...
That's a good idea, so just, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I like this bunny trail we've been going on, I think that we should, you know, the next one on this list is going to be just a great one, so...
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
So. The genius idea here. Okay, so a live-action Peter Pan. It's never been done before at all, right? It's just out of the blue.
There's literally
a hook.
That's
a hook.
It's not even interesting. it's not even interesting anymore.
No, I'm sorry.
They've done
no.
Peter Pan live action just so like
so
yeah,
much like yeah. all the plays every year. No, I'm sorry.
So
get
good.
A new
Pan
idea.
Come out last year.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
I mean, it's not an original idea remotely. That's okay.
Exactly. It's like, it's been done like 4 times before, okay? It's, you can just pass on this one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, of all of them, that one might have the chance of being the best, maybe other than Mulan. But it's still like, there's really no reason for them to make it to begin with, so I don't really care.
Yeah. Moving on to the next one on the list... We have something related to Peter Pan, which is a Tinkerbell live-action movie.
Oh.
Okay. I would be interested in this if they could come up with a good story, because Tinkerbell literally has no background besides the, like, the cartoon movies that she has, which are kind of stupid.
Yeah, so, they're really know. Dumb. I mean, I liked them, and I watched almost all of them.
That's great.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I did. But I had an older sister, so I have an excuse.
True.
I watched a lot of them, and I have no sibling that is a girl, so.
Danielle, you have no
way
excuse.
To go,
you're just weird.
You're just weird.
You're just a little bit creepy, and we'll just stick with that, yeah.
I don't really care, okay.
Yeah, apparently you don't. It's okay.
This next one on the list, okay, I like it though, but it's The Sword and the Stone.
Oh, I love The Sword and the Stone, the original movie. That's so good. If they could do justice to that in live action, and it was like, well, see, now I'm being fanboy again. Like, I've totally fallen into the same pit I've been saying not to. Because I'm like, yeah, see, people just like these movies, and so they just want to see them again. And that's dumb. And now I'm doing the same thing because I freaking love Sword in the Stone. Wow. I mean, can we talk about casting here for Merlin? Because there are so many great options to cast for Merlin. Like, they could either go, you know, the more Dumbledore route, What if they got Ian McKellen? Would that work at all? I'm trying to imagine it. I think they should get the guy who played Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies. What's his name?
Possibly.
I think that would be good casting. What if they got Patrick Stewart? And that he had like a beard and long hair.
Yes.
And they got Patrick Stewart.
That'd be weird. That'd be weird.
I don't know. Yes. I think I might like that.
You guys, Quad and Izzy, you guys big on the Sword in the Stone live action?
You know, I probably would if I knew what the story was.
You've never seen?
Never seen it.
Who are you? Why am I talking to you?
Well, we used to be your friends, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry here. I'm offended. That feels like a personal blow. Like, ow. You guys need to watch that immediately.
You know, Reese, if you were such a good friend, maybe you would have gotten us to see it already. So maybe this is really your fault.
I suppose you're right.
I think we're just all to blame here.
Yeah. I guess Danielle, you can be to blame too. You can share the blame.
Yay.
That way the blame goes four ways. And I don't feel as bad. All right. So now that the blame has been divided so much that, you know, none of us are even really feeling it. Will you guys just go watch that movie?
I mean, maybe, if I have time.
We could probably watch it, sometime.
Watch it now. Like, we could even stop this podcast, watch it now, and then we'll start it up again.
I don't think that's a good idea, especially for Daniel, considering his time zone, but...
Okay, fine.
I mean, we could.
Fine.
I'm willing to pull an all-nighter. Well,
let's go. Can you watch it after? Okay. Can we watch this? Watch this on a live call, and I just want to watch this, guys. I just want to watch it with you. You know, is that too much to ask?
Okay,
I'll send you some popcorn too.
We'll do it.
Yay!
We will do it.
This is exciting.
All right. So now that we have our after podcast activity,
it's all planned.
We might as well finish the podcast though, just so we can get to it.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, so next one on the list is a live-action Pinocchio.
I'm sorry, no.
That would be so weird in live-action.
But, like, imagine his nose.
That would be so weird, though. Like, guys.
I don't want to be there for that.
How do you do this puppet kid that's not, like, that? I think it'd just be freaky.
No, that would end up being a horror movie.
That's going to ruin my life.
Yes.
I'm like,
it would be a horror movie.
I don't even want to be alive when that's coming out, because if I'm going to go see a movie, that will be like in the previews. I don't even want to see ads for it. That'll just ruin it.
That would be horrible.
Yeah.
Didn't they just come out with like the redone edition of the old one? Like they just cleaned it up in HD or whatever. Yeah.
They did?
It's the triple diamond edition. They have all these editions.
No, it's the deluxe.
There's the gold edition.
What's better than a diamond
edition? The platinum
edition.
The platinum.
Triple diamond.
The platinum edition.
Platinum. That's true. Platinum deluxe. Edition. Like, they have all these just editions.
Wait, the diamond covered in platinum edition, maybe? I feel like that would be the next
possibly.
One.
That would be great.
Possibly.
Platinum impression.
Yeah. They have, like, what does it come edition. With? Does it come with, like, a 4K 3D Ultra HD or, like, I don't know, like a 4K Blu-ray?
No, that's 4K just, 3D it just Blu-ray, gives maybe. You, it just gives you a new poster.
Yeah, a new poster.
That's about what Disney
that's
would actually
it.
Do.
Yeah, no,
you'll get
I think
a, you'll
that's
get a
actually
free
what the
poster.
Package is.
It's a limited edition poster because it's only sold at all of your retailers and here. They only made about 3
limited.
Trillion of them. It's so limited. Because we're not going to make any more after those 3 trillion are sold. After everybody has had, like, 10 copies, we're done. No more reprints.
There's that.
So
there's just that one guy,
now.
And he's... That's true.
There's just that one guy who doesn't have one.
There's that one guy, though. He has, like, all the editions. He's like, I have every edition of Pinocchio ever, and they all come with a different poster.
And yes. He just takes the posters and he frames them and he hangs them up in his special Pinocchio movie room.
And they're all the same except for it says, instead of saying diamond, it says platinum or whatever. That's the only difference on the
poster. Yeah, and like imagine his house having like the background music constantly playing.
Oh my word. That would be so. I wanna meet this person. I bet his name is Geppetto.
Geppetto.
Yes, I bet he's just some guy in Italy, and his name is Geppetto, and that's why he loves it.
That's true. He can relate, really.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be.
It's
great.
Like his relationship with wanting a child.
That's gonna be our senior trip. We're gonna go to Italy and find Geppetto.
That would be. We should do that. I'm all in.
Oh wow!
I'm all in for that. That would be great.
Yeah. It would be wild, you know. Search for Geppetto. Okay, well, moving on to a different.
No, Daniel. Daniel, Disney. I was not done yet. No.
No,
we need to keep talking about this guy. Okay.
Geppetto.
Yeah, we need to keep talking
about. He's probably really lonely.
He's really lonely.
He probably really wants a son that's like wooden, but then becomes real.
He made
a
puppet and he was depressed. Wait, maybe he's dead. Maybe he made a puppet thinking it would come into a real boy, and it didn't. And so he was really depressed. Maybe he killed himself. This took a dark turn, but maybe this is...
Now you know why I moved on.
That's what the live-action movie should be.
No.
That's what the live-action movie should be about. You could just make it like one
they
of those...
They can make it like really,
really
serious.
Depressing, painfully true movies. And it's like where Geppetto... is like obsessed with this cartoon, and so he makes a wooden boy, and it goes downhill. You see how he alienates all the people around him because they're like, it's not gonna turn into a boy, and he's like, no, it will. I saw the cartoon, and my name is Geppetto.
He's gonna like try, like he's gonna go swimming in the ocean, like wanting a whale to swallow him to his doom. So it'll be deep.
And he'll just get eaten by a shark in the end, looking for a whale. After the puppet didn't turn into a boy.
Close enough, he'll say.
No, the saddest part is gonna be at the end when he's already dead, and then the puppet finally turns.
Oh.
It's like the after credit scene, and then they make the sequel.
Yeah, you just like
coming
to life.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. So that's the story
wow. See,
Neville.
Daniel, this is why we don't move on. Okay.
You see, Daniel.
We should work
Shame
for Disney.
You,
this
Daniel.
Is this is our brainstorming team.
Yeah.
Our brainstorming team right here.
Disney,
yeah,
you can hire
use
us. It's
new
okay.
Idea, people.
I only demand about $30 more than the minimum wage. Okay.
only
yeah okay. Well, I mean, California, like, what is the minimum wage there, like 20 bucks? It's like 20 bucks
no,
an
it's
hour
like,
right
no it's going up to like $12.50 or something.
Yeah.
Well, even still,
it's still really good.
It's,
though
yeah,
it's
no.
really
so,
good though.
Where Daniel
yeah,
lives it's like $8, and where I live it's like $9.20.
Well, so, yeah, but everything's well, cheaper there, so
everything's not cheaper in Colorado at all. Everything in Colorado is like extremely expensive. Everything's cheaper in like North Carolina, but here it's
actually
still
it is actually it is not.
It isn't cheaper.
It is
there?
Not. It actually is a little bit more expensive.
Really?
Okay, let's go back to the list
it's
now.
It's shocking.
Oh my
okay,
word.
Okay, sorry. This is why we stick to the list.
No,
okay?
No. We got a lot of good stuff out of that. I bet
all right.
At least one person cracked a smile because of that. Okay.
Cracked smile.
If you, if one person cracked a smile from that, then it was worth it. It was all worth it.
Yep.
Well, okay. Well, maybe if we can start our predictions about the possible, well, not possible because I think it's been announced, the live action Dumbo movie.
Oh. Is that real?
No.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
can't be real.
No, it's real. It's real.
That
it
can't
is
be real.
Real.
That cannot be real.
It is real.
I don't
it is
believe
real.
You. That can't be real.
But what if they filmed it like Meerkat true. Manor, where it was like it was an actual elephant, and then they just like cut it into a story about Dumbo?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Like, it's just following like a random baby elephant in the circus.
Oh my gosh.
You just get like, you put a little mouse in like a costume, and you just like hope that it'll interact with the elephant, and... Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just wondering how they're going to get the hat on its head. And how it's going to
Photoshop
stay
it.
There.
Just Photoshop it.
I want to see.
They like...
Yeah, they really could. They could just use some more CG and just CG the hat on it and not CG the
forever.
Animals. Oh, wait. Isn't there that, like, weird scene in Dumbo where, like, he's drunk?
Yeah.
How would they do that? would they literally just get an elephant drunk? I'm sorry, but
oh my,
that would be a little bit funny. I'm sorry, maybe it's terrible, but like, no. Elephant, this is your water. It's not scotch. Reese. It's not scotch. It's just a little bit of water.
Oh my gosh, Reese.
I'm sorry, that might be funny. That's animal
abuse. Stop it. Stop.
It's not animal abuse.
Seriously, though.
That is animal abuse.
Is it people abuse for them to be tricked into drinking beer? Is that people abuse?
It is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
I don't know where this is going either.
I'm just curious as to how they're gonna film this scene. I don't know why you're all getting on my case. Okay. Like, what did I do to you?
You did a lot of things, Reese. You did a lot.
What did I do?
Okay, going back to the list.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Okay, fine.
Yes, Izzy.
We'll move on. Woo. Because I'm descending into like animal abuse, apparently.
Oh, wait, no, seriously, guys, though, Dumbo, yes? Good idea or no?
Bad idea. No, that's a bad idea.
I'm going to say good idea just to see how they're going to do, like, an elephant scene. I'm sorry.
No.
I know it's not a popular opinion, but I want to see what...
opinions.
Okay, fine. I'm getting a lot of verbal abuse here, and all I'm talking about is giving an elephant a drink when he wants one. You know?
When he wants
I'm talking about being nice and polite, and you guys are just giving me a lot of verbal abuse.
Could they do a Dumbo movie right, though? Come on. I think they could. I think they could. There's, like, I think that a live-action Dumbo movie could work.
Yeah, okay.
Anyone?
The silence means no.
You're moving on now. Yeah,
I killed them all. I killed them all. Okay.
You know, I was just joking about the elephants thing. I bet you actually, like, want that movie to be made.
Daniel does, yeah.
I don't want it to be made. I don't want it to be made, but I think that it could work.
I think there's no possibility of that working.
It wouldn't
work. Yay, okay.
Well, you know.
Well, watch it be. It's going to be the most successful one, and it's gonna be amazing. And you guys will be sorry. You'll come crawling back and be like,
I'm thinking it's going to win all the Razzies. I think you're thinking it's going to win all the Oscars.
Yeah, okay, we're moving on now.
Yay, fine. Transition.
Good thing we have Izzy here. I guess she's the new host of the podcast.
Well,
welcome to Gosh Izzy, episode 7.
Yay.
I like that. I like how that sounds. I'm down. Let's do it.
All right.
There's an episode where Izzy takes over the Gosh Izzy podcast.
No, it might be the Gosh Quadri, and it'll just be Quadri and Izzy posting on our podcast feed. I bet that's what it is.
Hey, that would be cool. Okay. Moving on, back to the list. Let's go.
Okay, so I guess they're either going to do like a live action like Snow White. Didn't they do that already? They've done so many of them. But the thing is, it's like the Peter Pan thing where, like, technically, like, not they weren't really Disney, I guess. Some of them weren't. And so, like, Mirror, or that other one.
What about Snow White and the Huntsman, right? Yeah.
Yeah, those weren't Disney.
But it doesn't matter. If it's been done that many times, they just need to give up.
Mirror was Relativity 2 Studios. I said that wrong, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's
on Netflix.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they should make another one.
I think Snow White's kind of done for now. Like, just leave it for another 20 years and then bring it back when the generation has never heard of it.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Izzy's now the CEO of Disney as well.
Yeah.
She's taking over
the world, guys. Like,
one question.
Like, no, we're halting Snow White for another 20 years. Oh, nice.
She has plans.
Can I be an Imagineer? Because I really want to design rides that, like, just terrify people.
Okay, that's a good idea. We should do that.
I'm going to have one that's about... No. The ride is going to be... You know that Winnie the Pooh ride with, like, the Heffalumps and Woozles? It'll be like that, except it'll be a Dumbo one where he's drunk and it's like...
Oh, my God.
Things that...
Stop it. You're so... hooked on that idea.
It's just such a good idea.
No, it's
so
pretty
can
mad.
I get a job,
Bob? Maybe I'm gonna have to think about that. Try sending me your resume and we'll think about it.
It'll say no previous work experience. I do a podcast.
Okay.
Okay, so the last one, this is the last one on the list, and this isn't this isn't an animated turned to live action, really, but I just really wanted to see your guys' opinions on it.
Boy.
And that is Mary Poppins Returns.
No, I'm not okay. No, sorry.
Wait,
no.
But they already did that other one, Saving Mr. Banks, which kind
yeah,
of
they
was
did.
That.
Plus, I didn't like
But that
Mary
was
Poppins.
About the making of the first Mary Poppins.
I didn't like Mary Poppins. So, I
You
think
didn't?
No, I didn't.
What?
But it has Dick Van Dyke in it.
I know.
Who are you?
Did you ever watch the Dick Van Dyke
show?
Did you ever watch the Dick Van Dyke show?
No.
Did you, Daniel?
I watched some episodes, yes, but not a lot.
See,
but I liked them.
I mean, everybody needs to watch that. Izzy, that's another thing we're going to have to do.
Okay.
We're going to have to sit both of you guys down, and we're also going to have to watch Dick Van Dyke to just
okay.
make you like Mary Poppins.
But I don't think that's gonna work.
Oh, Mary Tyler Moore died like a few weeks ago, and she was one of the main people in Dick Van Dyke. That's very sad.
That's sad.
I was
Sadness.
Very sad, yeah. Because she had such a terrible fake cry. We can't lose that talent. It sounds jaded, but it's true. I really enjoyed her fake crying. I think it was terrible, and it made my life better.
Okay.
How does that
wow,
work?
Thank you so much for your input. I'm sure everyone was curious
know,
if,
like,
whether you...
What did he
no,
think of her
curious.
Fake crying?
Yeah, I think everybody wanted to know my final things to say about Mary Tyler Moore's life.
Yeah.
And my
and
everything
this is
I
the
have
feedback
to say,
you get.
Everything I have to say is she had a terrible fake cry, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
It was... You appreciated
I'm,
it.
I'm going to miss her.
Good to know. Well, apparently, I guess they're casting... Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins, I think.
Oh.
Huh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, that's okay casting, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to bring Dick Van Dyke back. He's just going to be like 90 years old, right?
I think that's what they did. I think that, I
yeah.
mean, what they're doing.
That's nice.
So.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Cool.
Yeah. For sure. Especially
if
they have like a really old. Crotchety Dick Van Dyke who like can't clean chimneys anymore. That would be I'm excited to see that, like, he's he just has a terrible outlook on life because, like, he just can't clean chimneys anymore.
Oh my god,
that's all he ever wanted to do. And now he's too old.
I'd love to see Mary Poppins Returns in like a Hallmark movie format.
Oh my
god, you know, those I could totally see it happening.
Oh,
where he's like, my passion was to clean chimneys, but now I'm old and retired. And then Mary Poppins has to come back and cheer him up
and help him.
Yeah.
Oh my
dreams.
Gosh.
And then the last
Daniel,
scene, he's
this
like,
is gold.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That'd be great.
Izzy, are you gonna hire Daniel?
Yeah, I think I will.
Yay.
I think Daniel just took your job.
Oh,
but
yay.
I just wanted to be an Imagineer.
Yeah.
He's like doing like movie stuff.
Okay.
I don't have
okay.
to be part of that.
The spot
I'll
is filled either way.
I'm a nice person sometimes.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Izzy the nice person.
Yay.
Izzy's a nice person sometimes, in her own words.
Sometimes.
I just want us all to focus on that for a second.
Yeah. The sometimes.
Just, she said
the
sometimes,
sometimes most
Daniel.
Important.
This might be a miserable job opportunity. We might be miserable under Izzy's, under Izzy's rule. I think we need to think
it's
about this
right.
before we accept it.
Daniel's like, okay, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't mind.
Daniel's okay
yeah,
with
whatever.
Verbal abuse. Me, on the other hand, I don't know.
Come on, Reese, do you want to be an Imagineer or not?
I don't know. Maybe I won't accept. I mean, I'm gonna keep all options open. And if I get hired at Universal, maybe I'll take that.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. I see how it is.
Alrighty.
That is an open door, Universal. That is an open door.
No, you're like, hire me.
If you hire me, you'll get exactly zero good ideas, but it will be worth it.
But it will be worth it. Because it will be hilarious.
It'll be very funny.
Yeah, that's the last of the list, though.
Huh.
So, I mean, any conclusion-y thought things about maybe some of the worst picks for live action or the best for live action that you... think anyone hello
there were quite
hi.
A few bad ones, so I don't know.
Yeah, there
yeah,
were
I think the bad far outshouted the good. I might see the Mulan one.
Yeah, Mulan. And then yeah, there were very many good ideas.
Yeah, I think
I'm gonna see the Dumbo one.
Oh my god, it's not happening, Reece, stop.
I'm hoping for that scene.
There will be a drunk elephant scene, I'm sure, but it won't be the way that you want it.
Has it been confirmed?
I'm pretty sure I've heard some discussions about the drunk elephant scene. So, Reece, you're not the only one that's really excited for
it. I'm not the only one pining for it. That's good to know. Good to know.
I don't think that's a good thing.
I think the best one on the list was Mulan, and the worst one was Lion King.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to Sword in the Stone. I think they could do a good Peter Pan.
No.
I like Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins, and that's all I have to say.
Yay.
Yay.
Conclusion-y's things.
Yay.
All right, Quadri, would you like to conclude the episode?
Conclusion? Yay.
Yeah. Excited for Mulan and all the other ones. I don't know. I have to see Sword in the Stone first, but anything that kind of has the name Sword in the Stone makes me interested. So I think I'll like that one.
And there's a summary of my brother.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Sword in the Stone.
We know everything we need to know about Quadri now.
Exactly.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I understand you now, Quadri. It's been a few years, good. But
I finally get you. You're understanding. Yeah.
Very complicated.
Folks, and we've got that all recorded on this podcast.
Oh, now everyone's going to understand.
Everyone will understand Quadri finally.
Maybe I shouldn't have opened up so much.
It's going to be in the description. It's going to be in the description.
It's going to be in the title, actually. It's going to be title. Clickbait. The understanding of the most mysterious person.
Yes, that would clickbait. Be the best we'll find clickbait a way. Be something in the world. Like,
who really is Quadri?
Oh, and my like, God.
On the thumbnail, it'll just say the most mysterious person in the world.
Yes, and like
it'll just have an outline and like a question mark. And
yeah. Yeah. And you would have like a picture.
A win for clickbait.
You would have like a picture of him with like a spectacle.
Well, is that all, guys? Any other last statements?
I have one question.
Oh, do we want to hear it though?
Okay. Yes, you do. I think. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to see?
Oh boy.
That scene with Dumbo being drunk.
Well, thank you everyone for watching the...
Hey, no. Okay, fine. Real question. Are you guys, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for The Last Jedi? Because that's the only thing I can think of.
Oh my
screensaver. Word.
I've just been staring at the title for the last, like, hour.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I would be on about, like, 12. What about you?
What about me?
A 12 out of 10?
12 out of 10. So 120% excited.
That's good. That's good. How about you, Izzy?
I don't know. It's just another movie for me. Like, I'm not as emotionally dedicated to Star Wars as you guys. But I'm going to go with let's say, 7.
I think you just lost your job at Disney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucasfilm.
You can't be a CEO of Disney and not care about Star Wars.
I didn't say I don't care about it. I said I'm not emotionally dedicated. There's a difference.
No. You have to. You have to be as emotionally dedicated or more than the previous CEO, Bob Iger.
Okay, I'll work on it. Gosh.
Okay.
Gosh, Bob.
Well,
gosh, Bob. Anyways. All right. I love that word.
Anyways. Yeah.
Anyways is just the greatest word ever. Anyways. It's a good word,
but wait. I want to talk. Yes. I want to say how much I feel about The Last Jedi, and then Daniel, I want you to say yours. I'm going to outdo Quadri and say I'm 150.
Okay. Do you want to go? Do you want to go right now?
Oh, wow.
You want to ask me about this?
What about you, Daniel?
I have a question. If it's 1 out of 10, technically 150 is 15. So...
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense in Daniel. It's common. Never mind.
Yeah, 150% of something out of 100 would still be 100. And if it was out of 100, I said 150%, it would be 150.
Oh, I thought you meant 100. Out of the 10, because we just have to be consistent with our rating system.
If it was 150% out of 10, that would be a 15 out of 10.
Math is the greatest thing ever. I'm going to be starting a podcast about math, actually.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I want to hear
that. I'm starting one, too.
Yeah.
I'm starting my own podcast about
actually,
math.
And Daniel it's explains the one that math.
It's the one that you listen to after that one, so you don't get too messed up.
Oh, I see.
Like,
that's
good. I'll re-explain everything you talked about.
Okay, well, conclusion. Anyways, my excitement for Last Jedi is probably a 11.9 out of 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you can't outdo Quadri, but you can outdo
you just
Izzy.
Can't. Dude, you can't.
I know, it's impossible. I can't. There has to be some boundary, okay?
Okay,
11.9.
So we have an 11.9 out of 10, a 12 out of 10, a 15 out of 10, and it's just another movie.
I said 7.5, wow. Which I guess is the same thing, but yeah.
That's...
I'll get more excited when it gets closer. 10. It's just like too far away for me to anticipate it right now. So
okay,
short
okay, that's
so you're
fair.
Waiting for the hype?
Yeah. Like I want to see like all the trailers and everything and then I'll be excited.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
You're
well,
one of those.
Are you more excited for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
No.
Currently?
No.
No. You don't like those?
I've never seen the first one, so I don't think so.
What? Have you
not
seen
my word.
Movies? I'm very confused.
My
right
word.
Now. You know you're on a podcast that talks almost exclusively about movies.
Yeah, I'm
How
sorry.
How these people get on here?
It's just okay. This is what you're supposed to do. Okay, this is your job. It's to get me and Quadri to watch all
Yay.
These movies that you guys are into, so then we can have opinions about them
That's
and
good.
Discuss them with you. So
yes.
you
okay.
failed.
That'll I like
be,
that.
That'll be the sequel to this
I
app.
Like that.
Maybe it'll be like, you know. A year down the line, but it'll happen, and we'll just talk about all the movies we wanted you
that
to see.
That would be great. Yes, let's do
we'll,
that.
We'll do it. Okay, well, you know, after that, thank you for having been such great guests, and I'm sorry
Truly amazing.
For everyone listening, because I might do a terrible job editing three tracks into one. And
Yay.
It might be the most heavily edited episode, so...
That's going to be fun.
In a way,
that could be a good
in
thing.
A way, you're welcome. Also, I'm sorry.
If there's any just random cuts, then you know what that means.
Yeah, if there's a random cut, it was probably because I kept talking about Dumbo being drunk.
Probably.
Yes,
which is,
that's probably
not very
why.
Good. Maybe I'll have to mark this podcast as, like, this episode as explicit.
Oh my gosh.
There's not
for viewers under the age
of 12.
Elephants.
It's not suitable for the children's,
okay.
yes.
Not suitable for children. But Quadri, I'm kicking out Daniel. So Quadri, oh. where can they find us on the internet?
Hold on, wait, let me think. You can find it on iTunes. And you guys also have, you guys also have a Patreon.
Oh yes.
You can find it.
I know one.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I'm a dedicated fan, so their Twitter account is @GoshDanPod.
Yay!
Yes. Okay.
And
okay.
They
you
also,
guys
they're also
well.
On YouTube, but yeah.
Yay!
And Stitcher.
I feel like
Stitcher was
oh,
the
yeah.
one that they wouldn't shut up about last episode. So
yeah, and Stitcher, good job. So
Yay.
You guys have won. All I need. Is the I need you guys to say the link for Patreon. What is it? Simple.
Patreon.com/GoshDanielPodcast. I have no idea.
Oh, you are so close.
Wait.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay. There was no podcast. It's just Patreon. .com/GoshDaniel. There we go.
Good job.
Yay.
Okay. You guys are officially able to replace Daniel if you want to now.
Oh.
Yay!
Oh, no. I would miss Daniel.
Oh.
Then it would just be Gosh.
It would.
Yeah,
like, welcome to the Gosh Podcast episode
it might...
7.
The Gosh Podcast. Reese could go
Gosh
solo.
Podcast.
Bob could go solo.
maybe I'll just change it out, and maybe it might just be like the gosh Izzy and Quad Pod.
Oh man,
hey, that could work.
I don't think that'd be very entertaining. We're
the
really
gosh
boring.
Is in Quad Pod.
Oh my word. Yes.
The gosh is in Quad Pod. Yes.
Welcome to the pod. Gosh is in Quad Pod. Ep 4.
Ep 4.
I like that. Ep 4. All right. Well.
Before we leave, we need to thank our Patreons, right?
We need
our multiple.
Wait, who is our one? Who is our one? Wait, multiple?
No, I wish, aww, but
you psyched me out. Gosh, Daniel.
Reese got so buffed. He's like, hey. We got more money. Oh wait, never mind.
Reese is really all in it actually, for the cash.
Am I actually? Yeah. I mean, that's just the normal everyday Bob thing to do. Okay.
But Bob, I'm in it for the money. Bob, the love of money is the root of all evil. So.
Ooh, preach it.
Oh, preach. Preach it.
Well,
preach
yeah,
it.
But I'm pretty sure the love of drunk elephants is also the root of evil.
I so, knew that was coming up.
Either,
I was just
either
waiting
way you
for
look
it.
At it, I am evil.
So Bob is evil incarnate.
So
it's
everybody
logic,
should
really.
Stop listening to this podcast. Yeah, you're going to really all is. Become sinners.
Wait, who is our one? Who's our one patron?
Let me go check. Let me go check.
Quadder is. Quad?
Oh, no.
Or is?
I think I know.
I wish.
I think I know.
Okay, who is it?
Who it?
Mirren Smith.
Okay, I think she got back to us, and it was pronounced Myron.
Yeah.
And she is
indeed
a girl.
Sorry, Myron. I'm sorry. So sorry.
Oh, well, you know. We tried. We tried, Myron.
We tried.
Well,
so
anyways,
sorry.
Thank you for giving us $1 a month. It's
we really appreciate
means a
it.
Lot. It
like
does.
That means you're sacrificing getting something from the dollar store once a month, and you're giving that
yeah.
to us. So
and so then we yeah. can go get something from the dollar store.
Truth.
To share.
You know, maybe in a few months I can get like, I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to get something like outside. Maybe I'll get you a thank you card in a few months.
In a couple months when we can afford one.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
It might be good.
Well.
All right. Well, yeah.
It's been quite the adventure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening if you got this far. And I know
yes.
If you got this far, which you didn't, but.
Well, at least Izzy and Quadri got this far, you know?
Yeah. We know that for sure.
Yeah, we're definitely not clones.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the end of the podcast. That was our longest one. So
wow,
you know,
we've broken some records. Yay!
We broke the 1 hour mark, guys. That's
wow.
so special.
Yay! That's great.
I'm excited about it.
I feel
it.
So special.
I think this was either our best or worst episode.
It could go either way, really.
Us, yeah, if you want to tell us whether we should have Quadri and Izzy back on, you might want to tweet us at Gosh Daniel Pod.
Yes, tweet them. Tweet them.
Because we
should.
Have literally never gotten a tweet
in our lives ever. So
I mean, we've tweeted.
Yes,
we
do the tweets.
It's probably because
we just
most
tweet.
Of your listeners don't have Twitter yet.
They're too young.
Oh.
You could try Twitter Kids, maybe.
Well,
Twitter
I mean, at the very least, we thank you who have commented on our YouTube. That has been amazing, and we really do appreciate the discussions and the debates as often as they happen.
It's been quite the experience, really.
It really has. You know, we've been so connected with the community, the Gosh Daniel community.
I think it's
the
time
Gosh
to let Dan them go
immunity.
Now, though. Oh
yeah!
Whoa!
Yeah!
You just
all right.
Whoa.
Well, it's time to let you guys go.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. It's like that scene when in SpongeBob, if you guys have seen it, where SpongeBob has to get rid of his pet seahorse because Mr. Krabs doesn't want him to have it, and Patrick walks up after the seahorse already left, and SpongeBob doesn't look up and he still says, "Get out of here, you big dumb animal." And then Patrick just walks away, sadly. It's like that. Oh. We just want you to go.
Okay. Go away, you big dumb animals.
Yeah, go away, you big dumb animals. That's our conclusion.
Okay. It's okay. We love you guys.
All right.
Deep down
well,
somewhere.
As much as we are unable to end the podcast, we might as well.
I know. We can't really.
We just...
Are we ending it right now? Okay.
Are we going to say bye?
Bye.
Daniel already said bye, so I guess it is.
Oh, okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Tweet them. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.